Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic, my friend, and that topic is simply life before Facebook. Life before Facebook. It's hard to imagine a world without social media. Today, we've got Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat and Twitter and LinkedIn. You name it. There are so many outlets for us to connect with complete and total strangers. And the biggest of all the social networks is Facebook. Over 1 billion people have accessed Facebook and actually have Facebook profiles. It's amazing that the reason the company is so successful is it's one simple reason. It adopted some of the principles that we employ in natural human interaction. So Facebook has actually taken some of the principles of just the simplistic nature of interaction between two individuals, and they've made it into a social media engine that is powerful, the most powerful in the world. And think about it. If we would adopt some of those principles that Facebook originally took from us in the first place, we would be more successful in building our businesses. If we can put these now Facebook principles into practice, I say the first component of putting these principles into practice is step number one, we've got to learn to make friends. Think about it. On Facebook, a stranger with just nothing more than a picture will send you a friend request. You see the request and not even knowing the person, we are just automatically hitting accept. We accept friend requests from Facebook all the time from people we've never heard of and don't even know and will never see, yet we go to the airport. Somebody makes eye contact with us and we look the other way. Somebody smiles and we don't always respond back. We don't talk in the subway, on the subway trains or in the bus stations or any of those places, and we've grown to be more impersonal in person and more personal in private when it used to be just the opposite. Well, we've got to get back to some of the fundamentals that not only make businesses thrive and succeed, but that also complete us as individuals. Now, step number one, again, we learn to make friends. There is a way to do that. Some of the best friends I've ever had in my life, I met them randomly. Abraham Lincoln once said that a stranger is just a friend I've yet to meet. I saw friendship at its finest when I was volunteering at my daughter's school one day a couple of years ago, and I can remember seeing this little fourth grader sitting by himself. A boy walks up to him and says, "Hey, you new here?" The little boy shook his head, "Yes." He says, "Have you made any friends yet?" The little boy shook his head, "No." He says, "Well, my name is Jonathan. What's your name?" The little boy told him. He says, "I won't mind if I sit here." He sat down at the table, handed the little boy his apple, and a friendship was born. It was a beautiful sight to behold, and something that as adults, we've completely lost on that regard. Imagine if we could meet people as easy as those two young boys met in the cafeteria that day. Well, let's outline a few components for being able to make friends, leveraging those friendships to grow our respective businesses. First, we've got to go places that are known for being friendly. Yes, go places that are known for being friendly. Churches are phenomenal places for making great friends. Restaurants, carnivals, and amusement parks, places where people are naturally happy, where they're naturally relaxed, where they're naturally trusting. Those are places where it is great to go and make friends. Then you want to also look the part. You don't want to look like a beggar walking up to someone that you've never met before in an attempt to make a friend. You'll see ladies then begin to clutch their purse and men begin to put their guards up because you don't look the part. Think of the politicians. I don't care where you see a politician. If it's someone running for president and they advertise everywhere that they go, they're always in a suit and a tie. They look the part. They look approachable. They look like they're eligible to shake your hand and kiss your baby. They look like someone that you want to be connected to. So when we walk out of our homes every day, my friends and neighbors, we've got to walk out with the mindset that I am making a new friend today, and I need to look like I want a new friend. The next step, step in that friend-making process is we've got to greet people in a friendly manner. Again, I'm a Texan, and Texans by nature are friendly. We may be at a stop sign and another car pull up on the other side and a conversation may break out just right there. Well, even if you're not naturally friendly, it's okay to greet people in a friendly manner. It's simple. All you have to do is say, hi, how are you today? And smile. Hi, how are you today? And smile. The smile is one of those lost arts. The average person only sees a smile from a stranger once per week. Some don't even see smiles in their own homes. So when it happens to someone, it is an amazing experience, and nobody has ever been able to eliminate or water down the power of a smile. So I would encourage you, greet them in a friendly manner, then find something to compliment. Nice shoes, like the hat. What a beautiful family you have. Remember, politicians do it all the time. They smile, they find something to compliment, and then the next step is to ask them a question. It may be something simple. I was in a restaurant once and I saw a gentleman sitting with this family, and I followed those steps. I went to a place that was known for being friendly. I looked the part. I greeted them in a friendly manner. I said, hello, sir. How are you today? I said, beautiful family you have there. And then I asked him, if you don't mind me asking, what dish is that you've got that looks really good? He told me which one it was, and then I went to the next step. I introduced myself. I said, forgive me for my manners. My name is D.L. Wallace. It's a pleasure to meet you. Then I simply outlined the fact that I'm from the city, asked them if they were from the city, and then the next step is I make an offer. I gave them my number. And I said, listen, I found out that they were not from around here. And I said, listen, if you ever need anything, I know a lot of people. I've been in this town all my life, and I would love to be a benefit to you in any way that I could with the relationships I have. Call me at your convenience. That's another component that we've forgotten about making the friend. See, on Facebook, they actually send a friend request, and you've got to accept it. In life, you never want to walk away from a conversation without making the friend request. Let people know that you enjoy making friends. Let them know that you like meeting new people. Make that offer to them. Listen, I know a lot of people. Or, listen, I'm new to the town and I love meeting great people. Here's my card. If there's ever any way that we can do some business together or work together in any kind of manner, I love to find out. Always make the offer. A conversation that leads to friendship can do some great things for our businesses. It can open up doors like you would never imagine. We can do the things like you would never believe. Again, that first step is we've got to learn how to make friends. If you enjoyed this training segment, my friends, you'll love the online video soft skills courses offered by Success Training Institute. Contact the person who sent you this podcast to find out how you can grow your life and your business with soft skills training and certifications. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.